Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yo, son!
One app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
Get it?
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd.
It's primal.
And that's raw.
Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits.
Are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One app is life.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
And it is tonight, it is night.
Yeah.
So we're doing this at night. What do I want to play here? I'm going to play.
You got some shit to play? What's up, Juan Eppers?
This is the mood I'm
in.
This is just the mood I'm in right here. Where do those rank in all time most memorable, best scratches?
Is that Marley? Do we know that's Marley?
It's got to be Marley, right?
I would assume so. But how about if we find out it's not? You know what I mean?
I'm going to ask him right now. The reason I'm playing Biz is I watched the Biz documentary on Showtime yesterday, which I didn't even know about until 2 days ago.
Wait, how you have Showtime?
I pay for Showtime through
Hulu,
through Prime.
How was it? It was good?
And the Tony Touch is on there too. So you might as well, if you're listening.
Wait, I thought Tony Touch is on Paramount.
Yeah, but it pops up on Amazon Prime Showtime for me.
Amazon Prime Showtime, but not Amazon Prime.
Oh, you know what it might be? I think I pay for Paramount too. Bro, I'm fucked in terms of what I pay for.
Nah.
I looked yesterday. This is the worst one I've ever had. This, so far, I hope it's the worst one. I went to go check. The NFL ticket this year is no longer a DirecTV thing. It's YouTube TV.
Yeah.
So I'm reading through all the plans, and I'm like, damn, they really hit you over the head if you're not on YouTube TV. This is crazy. Now I know why people are so annoyed by this. I hadn't looked yet because I always have to get it for the Commanders.
Yeah, yes, but you know what's bullshit?
Go ahead.
YouTube TV doesn't have A&E. So I had to find your show in other ways on the
How'd you find it?
Other ways.
Hold on. Come back here, Billy.
Yeah, tell us the bootleg.
I have the episodes.
You have them all?
Yeah.
All of them are the ones that came out so far?
The ones that come out so far.
Oh, I need them. Can you send them to me, please?
Yeah, I'll send them to you.
No, it's private. He doesn't want to get arrested. So I go look.
I got my ways.
Okay. So I go on the YouTube TV app.
Yeah.
I go take a look. And I'm like, let me see how hard this is. And then I'm like, wait a second. Why is like a channel guide coming up? I see stuff and I like tap it and it starts playing. And I'm like, oh, are they giving me like a free sample? And then I'm like, wait, why does it say I'm logged in? I didn't even have this app on my phone. Then I go and look. Sife, I've been paying for it for 3 years.
Wait. You've been paying for YouTube TV.
YouTube TV.
For 3 years.
$75 a month.
And didn't know you had it.
Nope. That's nearly $3,000.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Is it 75 a month?
Yes. The plan I have is 75 a month.
Oh, because you have the football shit?
No.
They also don't have MSG or Yes.
Okay, so the reason I canceled it is because I was like, shit, I want Yes for my my radio show in case I want to like screen grab something or whatever.
Yeah.
So I have to watch the Yankees and the Knicks. So I canceled it. I will tell you, it's a dope app. It moves way cleaner than the DirecTV. Like, it's a beautiful moving app. Anyways, I hit my business manager, which is the same as Sykes' business manager. I was like, hey, could we once a year do a thing where you tell me what the fuck I'm paying for, please?
Oh, yeah. I do that all the time.
I was like, I did not know. I mean, fortunately, she was like, don't worry. I write off any of your entertainment. It's not like the end of the world. But
still.
Anyways,
that's a crazy one.
The biz doc, guys, man, it is. I'll just tell you a little thing. What they did is very weird, but it turns out to be beautiful. They have his real wife acting out the scenes of Biz in the hospital with Biz as a Biz doll.
What?
That's right.
The Biz doll, like the one from the Matt Days video?
It's a better one.
But it's based on that, probably.
Based on that, though. And it's also, like, older. Like, he's got gray in his beard. And, like, no joke, there are multiple parts where you cry because of, like, her interactions with the doll.
I know his wife.
And at the same time, for the show?
Yeah, she was when I screened the first episode, she was there. She's great.
And at the same time, I'm like, but this is, Biz would love this. Like, it's so him to have like a Muppet looking character. Yo, I did not realize the closeness of Biz and Rakim. He probably told us in one app and I like forgot, but Rakim's all up in the whole thing.
Like, by the closest, way, like recently? Like,
No. Like when Rakim first was rapping in front of people, the first time Rakim ever rapped in front of the school, it was Biz on the beatbox at Wine Dance High School.
I did hear that.
Yo, how is Rakim the only person who can pull off? He's the only person who would attempt to pull off and does pull off regularly wearing a white towel on his head under a baseball hat.
Well, he's the god.
Yo, you've seen him do that though, right? You know what I'm talking about?
I was distracted by the 5X Averex jacket.
No, he's wearing a Mitchell & Ness Phil Simms jersey and giant hat, but then he has the white towel just under the hat. Yo, he still pulls off cool. I don't know how, like, it just doesn't go away.
He's Miles Davis.
Yeah, it just doesn't go away.
You know what I mean? He just, whatever he does is it.
Anyway, so go watch the Biz documentary. I think you'll very much enjoy it. Syph, when we last left off, you were depressed. You were beaten down. You were broken.
Yes.
And here we are a week later, and you seem to be in a different space.
It comes and goes, ebbs and flows.
Now, I know what you mean.
Had a great week. Also had a depressing week all mixed in.
A great week and a depressing week.
All mixed together. It's fun.
Well, I'm glad to know you showed those ne'er-do-well assistants of yours what they get for being bad friends by them being backstage every single day at the hardest ticket in New York. I'm sure they got that message loud and clear, buddy. Know that they're not there. They better take things serious. So what was the week like?
Oh man, bro. Oof. All right. So Dave Chappelle 50th birthday week celebration. I found out very early in the week that I was bumped from the shows. I'm not doing anything on the shows. Very upset about that. So we go backstage, Madison Square Garden. There's a sushi, omakase sushi restaurant set up inside.
I'm not involved.
Yeah, not involved, baby. And then a lot of great comedians. Michael Che was there, Michelle Wolf. Nobody did more than one night. Every comic that opened for Dave, you only got one show. So Michael Che, Michelle Wolf, Mo Ammer, Donnell Rawlings, those are the regulars. Ronnie Chang killed it. Matt Rife, Pete Davidson.
Wait, we just got off the omakase dinner?
Yeah, it was just, I'll get to it.
Okay.
Earthquake, Lunell, John Stewart, Chris Rock. I'm probably forgetting one or two, but that's the gist of it.
These are all the people that played at the Garden?
Those are all the comedians that perform. First night music guests is Travis Scott and Burna Boy. Horrible way they came on stage, horrible way it was introduced, but whatever. They did their thing. They only did like two or three songs each. It was kind of weird. Backstage, we're dealing with Angela Bassett. I saw David Arquette roaming around.
Why wouldn't he be there?
I saw a lot. Bro, it was so many people. It's hard to name drop.
So anyway, it's hard to name drop when there's so many people to name drop.
Second night, I didn't get to see the musical performance because I had to go start the after party. But from what I hear, Pasta Noose was walking around. So De La Soul performed, Roots, Ludacris, Nas. I saw Ludacris. I was hanging out with Ludacris at sushi. I go, hey, Ludacris, you want to get some sushi? He goes, he's thinking it's a tray that's been, he goes, how long has it been sitting out? I go, oh, no. Come here. Come look at this. And we open the door and he's like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, the chef was there at an omakase chef.
Yeah, the guy who owns this restaurant called Sushi by Scratch.
God, okay.
It used to be called Sushi Bar. It's in Austin. Now they changed it to Sushi by Scratch. And he explains every piece. This is bluefin tuna. Toro, which is the belly, the fattier meat. I blowtorch it. I put some of this on it, some of that on it, salt from Bali, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I missed the Roots and Luda and Nas. I heard it was great. Then there's a night off, Dave's actual birthday. We go to the fancy, fancy dress-up dinner. I didn't get the memo that it was dress-up. I was one of three people. Well, there was like nine people not dressed up. There was a lot of people there. Angela Bassett, Spike Lee, Key from Key and Peele, Justin Timberlake, Jaleel White's at every show, Urkel, he's at every show.
Okay.
Yeah, bro, Dave is friends with the wildest people, bro. Urkel's always around.
I did not know
that. Him and Dave are really good friends.
I did not know that. You know why?
Because I'm not involved.
You're not involved. John Hamm is there a couple nights with his beautiful new wife. Who else was at the dinner? Some more. Gail King. Common. Some more people. Next night, we go to the Madison Square Garden. Dave kills it. And Justin Timberlake does his thing. Man, that guy killed it, bro. Killed it. Destroyed. Everybody was rocking with him. Then he brought Timbaland out. They did Sexy back. It was like Timbaland got a roar, yo, a pop.
I believe it.
I got Diamond D in. Chance the Rapper was around. Dead Prez was around. Static Selector, J Period. Pharrell. Oh, so last night, Saturday night, Common comes out, does his thing. T.I. comes out, does his thing. And then Buster closed the whole thing. And it was... But now I saw Pharrell Monch. I thought he was going to come out with Buster. He didn't. I saw Little C's hanging out. I saw CJ Wallace, Tisha Campbell from Martin.
Sure.
I was hanging with her. Chelsea Handler. She was another comedian.
Yep. Saw her.
Chelsea, yo, me and Chelsea is cool now, bro.
Chelsea friends.
Oh, I love Chelsea. I always love Chelsea Handler. I see what it is now in person. She's it. So yeah, but Buster came out and fucking just destroyed. Styles P was around. I saw Styles P.
Love SP.
There's more. It'll come to me. But yeah, it was great, man. It was just a great... we went to the Comedy Cellar after the fancy dinner. Fancy dinner was like, in my opinion, it was like a wedding reception.
Okay.
People chatting. You sit down. You have the appetizer. Everyone gets the main course at the same time.
Right.
There's a dessert, you know. To me, it really looked like his wife and team put together a very beautiful 50th birthday celebration. It seems like, it, to me, Dave is like, whatever. This is whatever. If I'm not on stage, it's whatever. After that, he takes over the Comedy Cellar. They close the Comedy Cellar for Dave Chappelle. Everybody from the dinner and more people went to the Comedy Cellar, the original one where Dave started. That was almost like a halfway. Oh, George Wallace, he performed. Dave goes on stage and he's kind of almost like hosting, and then he's calling different comics up, halfway roasting, halfway showing them love, cracking jokes. Nobody did a straight set of stand-up. Dave was up there the whole time. He was basically explaining to people, I guess a lot of people who have never even been to the Comedy Cellar, how he started and how this place showed him so much love. And then Gnome is the owner. Gnome is the son of the original owner, Manny. People have so much great things to say about Manny. Dave starts talking about Manny on stage and he starts crying, bro. It was emotional. It was emotional, bro. He was crying on stage. The guy Manny basically, you know, he came up to New York when he was 17, I think, 18, maybe he just graduated high school, moved to New York by himself as a teenager. You know, they fed him and they gave him shows and they put him on and all this shit. So he always says that. He says, when I was hungry, they fed me. He goes, whatever they want ever, I'm there. He always says that. Chris Rock killed, like he did a little toast to him at the dinner. Elaine, his wife, spoke. I love Elaine. Elaine is the most beautiful person. She's so beautiful, so nice, so sweet. She said, you know, thank you for coming here. It's weird for me to talk on the mic. My husband usually does this. And then Chris Rock comes up and he goes, Elaine looking like a second wife. She looking good like a second wife. It was fucking hilarious. So yeah, then there was an after party after that, whatever. Fun times, man. Questions, concerns, comments?
I would have liked to have been at some of it. I was.
You didn't remind me.
Because I'm not involved.
You gotta remind me, man.
I texted you. I did text you more than once this week and was like, hey, I'm out and about. I'm not working next week. I'm in the streets.
I don't know what inside. That is. You have to say, hey, can I get 2 tickets?
I said, well, I didn't want tickets. I just wanted to roll.
Peter Rosenberg, if you said directly to me, get you in, I would have gotten you in.
I don't know if you heard the show last week. I felt only comfortable giving you as much as I gave you. I wasn't.
I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Okay,
don't,
let me translate for you.
Yeah.
On our show last week.
Yeah.
Now, remember, a month ago, our Juan Eppers can tell you, I said, I want to go this time. I'd like to go to one. You said, okay, remind me. A week out or so, I reminded you. Then you said,
how did you remind me?
I said on the show, something on the show about wanting to go. But then you proceeded to do an hour of fuck everyone. Anyone who asks me for Chappelle can suck my dick.
No, not you. That's not you.
I'm just telling you. So I was like, all right. So then I text you and I'm like, hey, I'm out. Yo, the night of the fancy party, I was out in a Dapper Dan tux in the street. I'm out in the streets.
Yeah, well, that the night of the fancy parts, I told you to come to the after party.
No, your direct quote was, there's going to be a thing at blank. I have no idea when it is.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
So, but you didn't hit like, yo, I'll text you when I'm leaving.
Which one was that?
It was Thursday. It was his actual birthday, I believe.
Where did I say it was?
A place with a number in it.
Oh, yeah.
And but you didn't give any more, and I didn't want to push more. So I was like, ah. I can't
read minds, bro.
I mean,
people that wanted to go asked me for tickets.
Yo, literally, people on the Discord were literally like, damn, I see Sife's assistants and everything, and Rosenberg's walking his dogs down the hallway. This is crazy.
Yeah, but they're assisting.
I can assist.
Are you going to shoot content for me? Are you going to help carry the DJ equipment? Like, what are you talking about?
With all due respect.
Well, not you. I'm talking to the Discord people.
No. But I mean, I won't talk about the equipment part. But with all due respect to the content that they shot, with all due respect to Spielberg and Singleton, I could have snapped a couple of those, pal.
Bro, listen, I'm not saying they're the greatest, but they're what I got right now.
No. I'm not trying to shit on them either. I was just like,
it was just more that you talked so much shit about them.
It was
for almost 2 hours.
It was about 90 minutes of these guys.
I was scared to ask you to go.
Yeah. And we were, Billy June and I were both just watching on Instagram. Like, man, this looks like a time.
Yo, even last night, you wouldn't even help me out.
We became you. We were you, how you felt on last week's episode.
Wait, literally.
When? What are you talking about?
Last week's episode, you were talking about how you didn't have real friends and how no one wants to hang out with you. We were talking about how much we love you and we would love to hang out with you. And then you shit on those guys for 2 hours and then they go there and we don't.
And Billy and I were.
Yeah, but that does, because they're not my friends doesn't change the fact that they are able to do a job. You know what I mean? I don't consider them my friends. We're not going to go hang out afterwards, but they still got to.
Told me they heard the episode and that a lot of things were factually wrong. Last night I saw one of them. Also, you didn't help me get in last night.
The girl that I could get you in was not there.
Will got me in a minute after you left. But one of the people said that he heard the podcast and he said a lot of it was factually wrong.
Also, I don't think you asked me to get you in.
I felt like you knew what I was saying.
No, first of all, both of you, no innuendos. I didn't know if you were standing outside smoking a cigarette. I didn't know you weren't in a line,
and I went, "Scythe, they won't let me in." And you went, "Oh, well, too bad. It's over anyway." And you,
I thought it was over, bro. Once Dave makes his way to the door, I'm out, bro. I don't play extra for. I'm there to play for Dave Chappelle. He leaves, I'm out, done. I'm not getting paid to DJ for some randos.
You get paid for those gigs?
And then I bumped into my sister's roommate and her friend who said that she loves you and knows you.
Who?
Her name is Danessa.
What do you mean? That's your, who is that again?
That's my sister's roommate's best friend.
The black girl from LA?
Yeah. They ran right up to me. They were like, "What are you doing here?"
How do you know her?
Through my sister.
She says she loves me?
The girl, her friend was talking to you for a while last night, apparently. She said, "The girl, tell Cypher the girl from Dobbs Ferry."
Oh, that's your
sister's roommate. Yeah.
What's her name again?
Emily.
Oh, that's a weird, that's a fucking, damn, it's a small world. You can't talk to no bitches out here. You can't talk to no bitches.
Now, let me ask the question. That
wait, Lucas was with your ex landlord's daughter. Knows your ex landlord's daughter.
Yeah,
I'm talking to this chick from that's your sister's roommate. Man, you can't do no dirt no more, yo.
They're not with Billy June around.
It was funny though. All the comics were like, "Yo, who are those two girls that he's talking to?"
You?
Yeah, me.
Oh,
I'm gonna ask the question that Sife literally asked last week. Yeah, I probably should have been more direct, but whatever. How is it that everybody else, a lot of which, I just don't know, like, why does everybody else end up on an invite list? I need to be out? That's
it. Everybody's asking, bro. There's no invite list. Everybody's asking. Everybody's calling Cena, or you call Corey. Or you're calling Dave or Dave's assistant. Like I watch it all day,
I texted with Corey, but I didn't directly ask him either.
Yeah, but what are you doing?
You want
us to assume? I only have a limited amount. I'm lucky that Cena likes me enough where he always throws me, let's say, 4 no matter what. I think I'm good for 4 no matter what.
That's pretty good.
Especially at an arena where I know they got an allotment, right? I think I'm good. Like, sometimes I hit Cena, even if I'm not there, like, "Hey, my people want to come hook some up," right? I think I'm good for 4. That's the amount they love me. Then this turns into this, that turns into that. Can I get 2 more wristbands? Can I get an after party? Da, da, da. I try not to ask too much. I'm also asking early in the night because I know as the night goes on, it gets crazier. Diamond D called me. "Hey, how do I get in?" I said, "Let me see what I could do," because of my hip hop obligation and the fandom that I have. the essence. I've seen Diamond D at Dave Chappelle's house in Ohio. So I know there's something there where I'm not asking straight out the blue. The Diamond D ask was so far too late, I had to call Dave personally, which I don't want to do his birthday week at Madison Square Garden. You understand?
Yes.
It was so late, I had to go, hey, Dave, Diamond's asking me for tickets. Can I tell Cena he's good? And that, I know I can hit Dave with that on the same hip-hop obligation. Right? I knew for Diamond I could pull that card. So, got him in. Not till the next day, though. He tried to go that night. It wasn't till the next day I could get him in. This run was people who have looked out for me. Here's a throwback. Here's something I'm throwing back to you.
For tickets, you mean?
Yes.
I'll give them tickets.
Yes. Everyone I got tickets for this run was somebody that looked out for me in a way that I was repaying them. Randos, my shit was left on red. Now you, I would have definitely got you in, but I don't know if your life changes or you decide not to go. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, that's why I hit you day of, like, hey, what's going on? I mean, listen, I could have been more direct, but like I said, if you had been on our side of your last episode, you would have known why the amount I asked was the amount I'd be comfortable asking.
No, but that's not, first of all, you or I vent on one app. It's left on one app. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
was towards me in the first place, but I still just felt like,
I felt the same way too.
What?
I was too nervous to even bother you.
What I just didn't want to bother you.
You guys misunderstood. Yeah. But here's what we'll do. You want to take a trip? Let's take a trip.
To where?
Let's go to a show out of town. Let's take a trip. Let's take a one-up trip. Not only will I get us tickets, I'll fund it.
Wow. You'll fund the trip?
I'll fund the trip. Whoa. Taking out of the one-up bank account.
I'm paying the trip. Wait.
We're all paying for the trip.
I'll do it. But only if I can go out afterwards with Lucas and not invite you.
I don't care about that anymore.
What about
now? It's done.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it? Because that also made me laugh last night when I was
I heard
the podcast and half of it isn't true. I want to come on the podcast and I went,
Bring him on. Bring him on right now.
Yeah, what is he doing? Which one is it? Is it Bits or Bitch Stealer?
It's Bitch Stealer. No, it's Bits. Bits.
Wait, Bits, what did Bits say?
I hung out with Bits all night last night.
What did he say?
He said that half the things you said were not true.
Nah, he heard it?
Yeah, he said he heard it. He said he heard snippets. And he said the leaving.
So half of the snippets ain't true?
He said the snippets that he heard were not true. And he said some of the snippets were not about him.
Bring Bits on. People want to hear. This was people's lives.
No, hit Bits.
I don't have Bits' number. I heard Bitch Stealer got kicked out of my apartment.
Bitch Stealer got kicked out of your apartment?
That's what he said. He would talk to me about it.
Wow. There's a lot going on out here.
But the thing is, I was venting about it. That was the particular case that happened last week with those guys. It's not just those guys. There's a lot of shit happening that I don't like. But one time I say, okay, you know what? I realize you guys are not my friends. You're just interns. Go, you don't, I'm never going to hang out with you now. Like, it's never going to be an issue of like, oh, you going out without me. Like, I'm never going out with you again.
The whole thing is just, it's so complicated. It's so deep. Except this show is so deep.
Yo, Bits. What up? Where you at? I heard you want to go on one up and claim some shit ain't true or something.
Am I live right now?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, shit.
Did you want to clear something up?
Well, Billy told me.
I'll send you the link.
Here we go. Oh, the debut of Bits. By the way,
he said he listened.
It's better for bits to get a... Yeah, he already started with Billy June said. He's already throwing Billy June under the bus. That happened in the first 2 seconds. I think it's better that bits get the call than Bitch Stealer, because Bitch Stealer would be like, well, you... Safe, that's
last,
not like...
last night when I saw him... last night when I saw him outside, I went, hey, Lucas, what are the chances of getting in? And he went, I don't know. I just walked in.
And that's I was it.
Like, oof. Yeah, the pass, though. He had a...
No, letter. But the way he said it was very like, I don't know.
Honestly... I just walked in. Honestly, he should have just handed you his laminate because he's not going to use it anymore.
Yeah, he was probably.
Well, I really didn't know you wanted to get in.
He's probably on his way to be on the prowl.
I wanted to get in hours earlier, but I was hanging with the
girl outside.
I was hanging with people. One of my buddies got pulled in and he was like, I'll try and get you in. Simonson was trying to get me in all night.
How long were you there trying to get in,
Billy? Bro, Billy, I don't understand. I've known you for 119 years. All you have to do is look me in the eye and go, hey, Syph, I'm having trouble getting into this party. Can you get me in? Not like, I'm kind of outside. I'm going.
I said they won't let me in. And you went, all right.
Then you say, can you get me in?
If I'm still standing in line, it felt very assumed.
It didn't look like a line. It looked like you were just standing outside.
It was a line.
Hey.
Hey, look at, turn your camera sideways, Bits. There it is. Look at that beautiful face. Take it all in.
Hey.
Looking
this is my boy, Liam Dalton. Very funny comedian.
Looking like Cynthia Nixon's son on And Just Like That.
Yo, I was her son standing.
Bullshit. Were you really?
Yeah. He does background acting.
Bits, is that serious? You really were his stand-in?
Yeah, I will, like, two or three times, but everyone in the crew thought I was actually, like, the actor, and they were all like, oh my god, I thought that was you for a second, whatever. And then Cynthia Nixon walked by and went, hey, how are you? Like, the warmest hello. And then when she got closer to me, she realized I wasn't him, and just completely stone-faced. And acted like I never existed.
Do you realize how crazy it is that I just said that thinking it was a really funny joke? I thought that was really witty that I said looking like the sun from And Just Like That. I did not know that's where this would go.
To be fair, it's creative.
I thought so. So Bits, what do you want to
real quick before you start.
Go ahead.
Anybody, I listed everyone that I saw this week at Chappelle, but I might have missed a few. Any obscure ones you think I might have missed?
Mike Tyson.
I miss Mike Tyson. Yes.
Did
he go on stage?
Yeah, he went on stage.
By the way, don't ask how Mike Tyson ended in the obscure category, but continue.
Well, I didn't see him myself personally.
Oh,
well,
you didn't see him yourself.
Also, that is pretty random and non-performer.
Yeah, no, I just mean he's not obscure. I wouldn't describe top five most famous athlete of the 20th century as obscure, but I, you know.
All right, you want obscure? Marcus Jordan and Larsa Pippen.
That's more, and Syph wouldn't even recognize them. If they were fucking in front of him, he wouldn't know.
Who's that?
That's
Michael Jordan's son and Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
Oh, they were there?
Talking about this on the radio.
Yeah, I didn't see them. I mean, I wouldn't even know who they were.
Which is weird, because Syph cares so much about those radio breaks.
Who else? Anybody else? So David Arquette. Oh, Jimmy Iovine. I saw Jimmy Iovine.
Jimmy Iovine.
Oh, G from G and Hip Hop. He was there. He was there every night.
Here's where I'll tell you the ones I'm most resentful about Bits and Bitch Stealer being there for it, not me. I have wanted to run into Pete Davidson for 2 years or more than that, because for whatever reason, our falling out really bothers me much more than the many other falling outs I have. I would have loved to see Tyson. I haven't seen Tyson in like 2 years. That'd be a good one. And David Arquette. I mean, we could talk wrestling. That would have been a moment to be had.
He just walked past. We didn't talk to him.
Lucas was probably like, oh my God, that's a former WCW champion.
Pardon self.
Pardon
wait,
self,
David champ. Arquette wrestled?
Yeah. Pardon self, champion. I just wanted to talk to you for a minute.
Sorry. That's not really that. Yo, Pete Davidson, right when you called me, I was thinking like, damn, I wish I got to talk to Pete Davidson. Like, that's...
Yeah.
He's not the warmest...
No, you got to like know him.
Wait, he's like, I was just talking about this, how like I respect, there's a lot of like celebrities that will come up and say what's up to you and keep pushing. And obviously that's just part of it. I get it. But I respect it that he then looked to me and was like, oh, hey, what's up, man? You know, like, I know that's a small thing.
No, he's normal enough in that way.
Yeah, he's like a normal guy. But he's super popping, but he's also like just one of us. But he's also on some New York shit where I don't know if I would just approach him.
Before we get to bits of story here, I think that, and by the way, our podcast wasn't white enough. Thank you. Thank you, Liam, for being the whitest man who's ever lived. We had like a very short run of being in very close contact for a while, right before my life went to shit. I don't know if you know this, Sife, what I'm referring to.
I do.
You sure?
I used to DJ for Little Kim.
Well, I was, yeah. So then you know what I'm talking about. So right before that period, we'd been really tight. And then he literally basically blocked me, for lack of a better term, for no reason whatsoever.
But that's because of Charlemagne, right?
It wasn't even because of Charlemagne. It was because of bizarro shit where, like, he came on my Complex show
and got
upset that they promoted it too much or something. I was like, I don't even know what to tell you. Like, I don't even fucking really work there. And then the fact that everything went to shit, I just, like, the whole thing feels nasty and, like, I can't imagine he really, I don't know. I don't know why it bothers me. Anyways, Bits, I want to hear what happened here, because you ran into Billy June and you said that some things that were said about you were not true.
Sive, you said that you were called mean when you were paying for the bill. So you were called mean by that person. Whatever her name is. And then you were like, and then when I'm paying for the bill at the restaurant, that's what we were talking about. I was getting called mean then. And I was like, that was literally a bit where, so as he's paying for the bill, I'm like, I go to get my card and you took it and you flung it. And I was like, no, you're not mean. And then that was it. And I was like, that's me calling you mean? Like, that's.
Well, I said on the show that you called me mean.
You were like, as I'm paying the bill, I got called mean. And I was like, that was like ironic for you throwing my card.
Like,
I'm
like, that's like the least important part of the whole story.
Well, that's the first fact he has. Okay.
Okay. Oh, you building up to some good facts?
Building this case. Here we go.
All right.
Two, Billy was like, oh yeah, you guys were going out without him. I never did that.
Never did that.
Folks, how do you feel about that? Let me be clear. I never did that.
I like it. He's going full Clinton.
Did I say both of you went out without me?
Yes, you made it sound that way.
It sound that way.
I mean, you've alluded to that to me before where you're like, and you guys, and I'm like, even like, take.
Oh yeah, they did go out without me. Not in DC, but other times.
No. Oh, let me explain this one time that he's referring to. So we were at the Cellar. We were leaving the Cellar. It's like after midnight, and Lucas was living in whatever shithole Billy used to live in, or one of those places.
Billy, with all due respect.
With all due respect.
It was before that.
Himself. The fucking,
when he was living in a fucking prostitute hotel.
Yeah. All due respect, pardon self, the crack house that Billy June used to live in on Skid Row.
It was where Billy murdered that bunny, I think. so it's like, it's after midnight. We were all day, like we were out all day. I was so tired. I was going home and Lucas was like, please, can you
just
come?
Wait, what were we doing all day? What were we doing all day?
It was probably a radio day.
Okay, yeah, right.
And then Lucas was like, I'm going to meet this girl and she has a friend with her. And can you please come? And I'm like, bro, I'm so tired. I'm going home. And he was like, if you go for one drink, I'll fill up your tank right now. Pause. And,
hey, yo.
And then, so I was like, I'll do one drink. You're really going to pay for my gas right now? I'll do one drink. And I'm pretty sure, didn't we tell you, because you recommended the gas station? And then I didn't even stay. Because it was a weird.
No, I was told he was giving you you were giving him a ride. I didn't know you were going to meet some bitches.
Oh, so maybe he convinced me at the gas station and he was like, I'll pay for this right now. Well, whatever. I go there. It's the weirdest people I've ever met in my life. And one of them's with a guy and it's just a strange situation. I'm just like, I'm too tired for this. I'm going home. It was at some random Lower East Side hookah lounge. This is the night that Sife that we went out with outside.
That's the only time. That's the only time you even that's even ever happened.
Yeah. And so even like take away our personal relationship of like, I like hanging out with Sife. It's a good time. Even if I was just like a selfish dickhead, which I think Rosenberg called me on the podcast.
I didn't mean it if I did.
Oh, thanks.
I'm a big fan.
Oh, thanks, man. Likewise. Thank you. We could get out of here if you want.
You want to get a drink? Hold on. Hey, I'll hit you on the phone.
Even if it was just selfish, why would I not want to go out with a famous Cypher Sounds who gets us in places for free and gets us
I'm an old man and y'all out there pussy hunting.
But by the way,
no, you went out.
True. If that was true, though, Sife, first of all, it does sound like, and it did last week sound like you were projecting your own things on about yourself onto them. But even if that was the answer, like, why would that even be that bad?
But it's also not the answer.
No, it's not the answer. I believe, I fully believe you.
But why would what be so
even
bad?
Even if the answer was, how old are you, Bits?
I'm a 25-year-old man getting called Bits.
And how old is Bitch Stealer?
26.
So even if this 25 and 26-year-old did want to go out on the prowl and not want to go with their older, sober, not boss, like, why would that be like a sign that they don't like you or don't want to be your friend even?
You got to remember, I think hanging out with these guys is fun all day.
Right.
Yes, we're doing work, but we're like, we call him Bits because he's making us laugh all day.
Correct. Right.
We're all hanging.
Right.
We're all hanging. Yo, if they were like, yo, my man, if they said to me, yo, my man, you old and we don't want to hang out with you, I'd be like, you right.
I forgot, though, when we were talking last week, I forgot about this because it's been a while. You have a thing deep embedded in you about thinking people are doing some secret squirrel shit. I forgot, yo, Sife is on. I don't know what happened to you. Something happened. I want to be, no, something happened because I've forgotten about it because it's been so long. But when you get a sense that like two people that you're cool with have something going on that you might not be a part of, yeah. I've gotten that from you before. I don't remember what it was, but I remember being like, oh, he did not want this feeling happening. It resonates strong with you for some reason.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because because you're right. Because what I'm saying is, objectively speaking, if they came to you like, yo, we're out here trying to go smash. We're going to be drinking and trying to hook up with chicks. And yeah, we think we'd be better off just the two of us. It wouldn't be nice to hear, but I wouldn't think it's altogether the wrong thinking either.
I would like, 1,000,000% respect that more.
So it's really the sneaky squirrel operation.
Yeah, that's what I call Bitch Stealer. Also, he's very squirrely.
And that is a quality that for some reason, yeah, it makes you feel like the person's not trustworthy. I'm not saying that he's not, but it makes you feel that way.
Yeah, well, yeah, I told him that today.
I saw he referred to you as his boss last night.
Yeah, I hate that.
I heard it.
But why do you hate that part too? That's interesting too. Why you hate, like with all due respect, who gives a fuck if they call you friend or boss?
No, I get it. Like in a slang way, I get it. I call people boss. That's not my boss. But like, if I was your boss and you were doing the things you're doing, I would fire you.
Right. But it's your friend. But since it's like a friend, you don't.
Not really, maybe not friend, but like mentee kind of thing.
This is so good.
Like, if you call me a boss and you're doing the things you're doing, you don't respect your job. That's what I'm saying. Like, don't call me boss. I call Esty at the Comedy Cellar my boss because I respect the job.
Right.
They're not good employees.
You know why I call people boss? Whenever I call people boss, with very rare exception, there are exceptions. But in most cases, it is literally just to make them feel good.
Yeah.
It's not because like they may be my boss technically, but I really say it just as like a,
yeah,
you know, let everyone, you know, feel the power of their position. Even if in this era to fire someone, you need like 8 different people to co-sign also, to even fire someone.
This guy is breaking down tiny little parts just to make sure he's like somewhat in the clear.
No, but there was one, but the overarching theme he was right about. I mean, if he's telling the truth, which is that he's saying you think the two of them are secret squirreling. He's saying no.
It's more.
He had more to say. He said something about the lateness thing.
I'll tell you another emotional, since this is therapy. Let me tell you something that I need to work on, Saif. Me and Natalie got into like a little thing at dinner, at the end of dinner.
Today?
Yeah. I said something that I don't want to say offended her, but like
you
changed
said it comes her mood. In anti-Semitic?
I said something anti-Semitic. it was about the new Golda Meir movie that came out. No, I said something that she didn't love and it changed her mood. Right. And when I do something that makes her sad, she's the kind of person that even if I'm like, oh my God, I'm sorry. Like I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. And she sincerely didn't think it was that big a deal, but she also couldn't get herself out of being annoyed about it. I then can't handle the feeling of my person being unhappy with me. I can't explain it.
Yes, I understand that. Now, is that a new feeling or you used to have that before?
No, it's the feeling that has made me crazy. And like, think about it. If I seek validation all the time, you know how much it hurts to have the number one person whose validation I want be like sad with me. It makes me feel I can't explain it. It's awful. I'm trying tonight to go do the podcast. I was like, hey, I can either stay here and say I'm sorry to you and annoy you over and over again to try to make you feel better. And she's like, it's fine. Like, sincerely, it's fine. And I'm like, but I'm just going to go do the podcast. Like, I'll see you in the morning. I'm sorry. I can't. And that's me trying to take a step forward. Because back in the day, what I would have done is just continue to try to beg till she feels better. But like 9 times out of 10 with women in those situations, you just need to give it time anyway and come back.
Yeah, you can't. You don't feel better when somebody keeps apologizing over and over. Like,
worst wedding advice given out all the time.
Everyone, wedding advice or marriage advice?
Marriage advice, but that everyone gave around the wedding.
Yeah.
First of all, you don't need to give me that much advice. I've been married before. Okay.
Yeah, like, I can also. You've been on the block, baby. You've been around the block. Spin the block.
But I think this one's so dumb. Don't ever go to bed upset.
Bro, that's the word. No, don't go to sleep angry. Yeah. Fuck out of here. Bro.
I'm like, do you know the percentage of times that I've woken up from a fight the night before and we look at each other like, hey, babe, what's up? What were we really? It's actually the opposite. Half the time it goes away overnight. Like you want to
wake up
tired and keep fighting as you're getting more tired. It's terrible.
Tired, low blood sugar, whatever the fuck it is. Hypoglycemic.
No, wake up in the morning.
Yeah. Yo, my bad. Yo, that was dumb of me last night. My bad.
And then they're not mad anymore because they're rested. So like, you know what? It's not a big deal. Meanwhile, people are like, no, you got to prove to all the other married couples who can't see you that you can fix it that night. It's like, what are we doing?
Don't ever go to bed angry.
Like, hey, wait. May I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Wait. What's this about?
Whatever. Does it matter?
Let him make his suggestion.
I thought he was about to give marriage advice.
Please give marriage advice.
I'm not giving marriage advice.
Okay. What were you going to say?
Let's go to Patreon.
He's right. When he's right, he's right. We're going to Patreon, everyone. If you want to hear what the Bits has to say. By the way.
Are you mad, Saif, that I said the right thing for once? I also have some interesting things to tell you guys.
Some people will sign up for Patreon right now, and many others after this episode are just going to think, I'm never listening to this crap again.
I have some interesting stuff to tell you guys.
Here's what WANEP is before we go to Patreon. Here's what WANEP is. It's something that you fucking love, but you don't know why, and you keep listening to try to figure out why you love it. Yeah, and guess what? We don't know either.
But by the way, I think during episodes like this, what are we doing? And then I think when Howard has an episode that's all about him being pissed at Benji, I fucking love it. So why would I not like this?
Anytime anyone's ever talked about WANEP to me, they go, my favorite ones are these.
And by the way, if you're Billy June, he's in heaven. There's a white nerd getting attacked and it's not him.
Oh, I got some stuff for you guys to attack.
All right. All right. We'll do that next. We'll see you on Patreon. We love you guys. Patreon.com/1UpIsLife.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.